Welcome to your daily devotional, June 1st. Righteousness exalts a nation. Proverbs chapter 14 and verse 34. Righteousness exalts a nation, but sin is a reproach to any people. Righteousness exalts a nation. The righteousness spoken of here speaks of putting God's principles into action as a country. A wise and understanding people does that. Let us look at some of the ways. First, there is an acknowledgement of the value of human beings as created in God's image and likeness, and the inestimable value He places upon each man and woman. Second, justice is done according to the rule of law without partiality and according to divinely revealed moral principles. Third, there is a public affirmation of the Christian religion both in words and actions. Fourth, there exists Christian compassion towards the poor and less fortunate in society. We can never eliminate poverty through programs, but we can show compassion for those who are in poverty. By the way, if you are poor, I exhort you to put your trust in God and not government. Poverty will not be eliminated until the millennial kingdom. In short, a nation that stands for something, the truths and moral principles aforementioned, will be respected for that, whereas a nation that does not stand for morality will not be, as a reading through Kings and Chronicles attests to. But sin is a reproach to any people. Sin degrades a nation when it is allowed to go unrestrained. When the Israelites erected and offered worship to the image of the golden calf in the leadership under Aaron at that time, since Moses was up on Mount Sinai, did nothing to restrain the people. The results were national shame and national judgment. Jezebel, the ancient queen of Israel and wife of Ahab, is another case in point. Jezebel was an idolatrous, murderous, and a vain and prideful woman. The unrestrained sin that was endorsed under her watch resulted in anarchy and murder, thus bringing reproach upon Israel in the sight of all the nations. Jezebel is used in Scripture as a type of apostate church with all of its characteristics, and we find that in Revelation chapter 2, verses 18 through 29. Many in the church today put something before God. They do not cry out as unborn babies are slaughtered throughout the land, and pridefully flaunt sexual sin even in the churches. As the church goes, so goes the nation. Christian, please pray for those in your family, your friends, your neighbors, and those in authority in our city, state, local, and federal governments. God knows they need it in these difficult days, just as we all do. On the day of posting of this devotional, June 1st, our city council is taking up a resolution to celebrate sexual sins of all kinds in every month of June. Perhaps the Lord will hear our prayers, and this will not be endorsed. God may yet bring about true Christian revival in Woonsocket, Rhode Island, in the United States, even now. Finally, let me offer you a personal application to these things. Those in whom God finds righteousness will be exalted someday. Those in whom God finds sin will be a reproach to Him. The only acceptable righteousness we can offer is that which Jesus Christ offers to us. Our own righteousness is insufficient. If you have not done so, make your peace with God today by appropriating His righteousness through faith.